Free Radio, this is Andy. It's always nice to speak to new artists. And this time I've got a new artist who's not very well, but she's still come to Free Radio. She's still in Birmingham. Laurel is here. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah. You're not though, are you? This is the thing.
No,
she's
lying.
I'm great.
I'm lying. I'm really not good, but, you know, still smiling.
You are still smiling. So you've got a horrendous cold.
Yeah, maybe the worst cold I've ever had. This is mental.
Is it because you've not stopped?
I think so, yeah. I've been really busy. I've just been in Barcelona and then straight on tour. And before that, I was doing loads of shows. So I think it's just, yeah, you're so busy. And then I had one day off before I went on tour. And then I was flying back from Barcelona. And then the day off, I just kind of had a snooze and then woke up and I was like, no.
Yeah, where's this come from all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's only when you stop that you get it.
Yeah.
It's always when you stop.
It's got to be the flight. It's got to be the flying.
Yeah, I know, those people on the flight, I'll blame them.
Yeah, you need to be like the Japanese do and you know, put the face masks on.
I might have to do that because this is the second time that I've got ill on tour now and I've only gone on tour twice.
Yeah, it's the next time, face mask. Not at the gig tonight. I don't think it'd be good to perform with a face mask.
Might save everybody else from
it. Ort Cafe Moseley is where you're going to be tonight.
Yeah.
Which is a great little venue. I love these venues where you can get nice and close.
Yeah, me too.
Especially when it's a singer-songwriter, because you're singing songs that are way more personal. So when you can see the whites of their eyes, and the red of your nose in some instances.
Do
you like performing like that, when you can
the
audience?
I really love it, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's fun doing all sorts of venues, really. But when you're kind of doing these intimate dates where there's like a few people in the audience, like, it's really lovely to do smaller venues. Everyone's really close and, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's just more personal.
And it's really great as well for the audience to see you, because the next time we'll see you will be a bigger venue.
Well, I hope
and
so.
Then a bigger venue.
Yeah, well, it all goes to plan.
Yeah, I was chatting to somebody, I was last year actually, when Adele was playing the arenas, and they went, oh, I've still got my ticket from when I saw Adele at the Institute, but not the actual Institute, it was the room above the Institute, and there was 50 people, and then she got her phone out, and she goes, there she is, there's and it's just amazing just
it's
to be
so
there at the start
though,
of a career.
It is, isn't it? I've seen a few people right at the start of their careers, and you don't ever forget it, you know? It's really a special moment.
And are you taking it in as well as an artist? Are you appreciating every little step and every person that comes up and tells you how they've been moved by your music?
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting because a lot of time people... I was on tour last time and two people said that my song is what brought them together and they're getting married now.
Wow.
So that was amazing because they said the lyrics of my song were kind of the story of both of them living separate lives and they couldn't be together and then finally they decided to be together.
So which song's that?
Stuff, it was an old song I did called Blue Blood, but I don't know, when you hear stuff like that, it's really kind of magical.
So let's go back to when you first kind of appreciated music. What were you listening to when you were growing up? Has that got an influence on you?
Yeah, I guess so. Weirdly, we listened to a lot of like country music in my house when I was younger, and then just loads of poppy stuff. But as I got older, I got into folk music, like Laura Marling and Johnny Flynn, JJ Pistolet, and that's kind of where I started writing. So I think that's had a huge influence on the style of writing that I have, really.
Were you a writer before a performer? Or did it both happen at the same time?
Same time, really, because I've never performed covers. I kind of, when I was 14, I did my first gig and I just got a guitar 3 months before. And I found this place to do a show in Southampton and I played like 4 songs I'd written. So yeah, I guess it's always gone hand in hand for me.
Can you remember the first song you wrote? Because I always wonder, there has to be a point in every artist's career where they're going, okay, I'm going to sit down now and I'm going to write a song.
Yeah.
So where does that start? Where does that come from? Where does that inspiration come from?
I have no idea. It's weird because now I write about things that I've experienced. But when I wrote my first song when I was like 11 and it was called My Star and it was about somebody dying and then watching over me, which is, I hadn't had that experience, you know. I don't know where it came from. Yeah. I was just... I don't know. It's
a Disney movie, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
The Lion King.
Off the TV. But yeah, I don't know where it came from, but yeah.
Do you ever go back and visit that song?
I couldn't even remember it. There is a couple of songs, though, that like the song I wrote after that I can still vividly remember, like every word of it. And it's still like always in my head.
And getting signed, how did that happen?
Well, the first time I was with the record label, I was at college and had a few songs on the internet and yeah, someone just found it. And then, you know, what the music industry's like, people just talk. And then before I knew it, I was in London, kind of speaking to all these people, having no idea what was going on because I was still finishing my A-levels. And yeah, I just got this opportunity with a company to move to London straight after college, and that's what I did.
So you finished your A-levels?
Yeah.
How did you get on? How did you get on with your A-levels?
I did all right, actually. I was quite chuffed.
What did you get? Which subject?
I got an A-star in business.
Cool. So yeah, I can see why you're controlling your career.
I dropped music, actually.
Really?
I did music tech and I got one of the lowest scores. I literally got 10 marks out of 100 in music tech, got a U, which is funny because that's what I do now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It's weird.
Yeah, I know. But it was good. I'm glad I finished it. My mum made me finish them.
Does she still want you to have a fallback career just in case?
No way.
No, she knows.
She's fully in. Yeah, she's as in as I am.
And was she happy with you kind of taking your life and moving down to London? That big, scary London?
Yeah, she's the one that kind of pushed me to do it. Because before I was going to do all of this, I was going to try and go to university to do something like business or I don't know. And she's the one that said, turned around to me and she's like, Laurel, do you really think this is a good idea? Like, do you really love that? And I was like, you know, I don't love that, actually. And then here I am. So, yeah, my mum's great.
That is a brilliant way to look at it as well. Because some mums can either be really pushy or some mums can be like, you know, I don't want you to do this. Push it the other way. But it's nice for her to say, is this what you really want to do?
Yeah, I know. And it's only when you take a step back, sometimes you can end up doing stuff and you don't even realise what you're doing until someone kind of asks you, you know, what are you up to? What do you really want to do? And yeah, I wanted to do music.
And you write and record, you got a studio in your flat?
Yes, I got a studio in my flat. So kind of like quite a basic setup, but it's kind of all you need at the moment to make music.
So your last EP, was that recorded in your flat?
Yeah, in a different flat. That was a flat that was on the park, which is why it's called Park, because I wrote everything on the side of the park.
Obvs.
And now I've got a new flat, which is on the canal, so maybe that could be the album name.
Oh, maybe. I can see where you're going with it. You're going to have to keep moving every time you've got an EP or an album coming out.
I move a lot.
Why is that? Are you not paying your rent?
I have no idea, but everyone's always saying to me, like, Laurel, you're always moving house.
Moving again. In terms of an album, do you know when that's going to be out?
Yeah, it's coming out this year, like the later half of the year, maybe kind of. I'm aiming for October, but it's a rough date.
Do you know what's going to be on it yet? Do you know which tracks?
Yeah, I've finished all the writing for it. I'm just trying to wrap up, like, because I'm doing all the production, so I'm wrapping up all the extra production bits at the moment, but it's really close to being done.
And the first big single that's going to be from it, and do you know what that's going to be? Or?
We kind of know, but I don't really fully know, so I don't want to say
not going to commit.
Just in case I change my mind, which is quite likely.
And the people that, because you've got a song, is it Goodbye? Is the gorgeous breakup song.
Oh, yeah.
And that I'm guessing that's the one gig when you can hear a pin drop.
Yeah, it is, really. It's strange because I was always worried about gigging that song because, you know, it could go one way or the other. People love it, or if people are drinking and talking, then you're kind of stuffed. But it's the one song that always goes down a treat and I'm always surprised every time.
It's because everybody's had a breakup and then there's that. There's the after the breakup, like you say, was between the after the breakup and getting back to normal, like things before I met you. It's like that awful time.
I know. It's weird. I wrote that song in pure self-indulgence when I was just really sad and I never expected it to kind of be released or for anyone to even really like it. So it's been, you know, it's really nice to know that people can relate to it.
Like therapy for you then?
Yeah.
Are you going to write a song about having a terrible cold maybe next time?
My eyes are like running right now. I feel like I'm crying.
So it's such an emotional interview. Nothing to do with a cold. So what are you going to do before the gig tonight? Have you got a rest up? Are you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go and find somewhere to sleep.
Yeah, you need a little bit of sleep, plenty of water, ginger, lemon.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Cucumber.
Ginger, all of the paracetamol.
All the paracetamol, painkillers.
If anyone's got any tips.
Yeah, we'll be down tonight at a cafe in Moseley.
Yes.
And it's lovely to see you. And hopefully we'll see you again very soon.
Yeah, thank you
When the
so
album's
much.
All ready.
Yeah.
Laurel, thank you very much.
Thank you.